AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on reaction to a call to investigate the leader of the Federal Reserve.
The Justice Department investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell is sparking backlash and support for Fed independence. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the president did not direct his Justice Department to investigate.
The president's made it quite clear as Jerome Powell is bad at his job.
The investigation involves the cost to renovate Fed headquarters. Kevin Hassett is the president's economic advisor.
If you think the building costs $20 billion or $10 billion, do you think at some point that it's appropriate for the federal government to investigate?
President Trump has pushed Powell to be more aggressive, cutting interest rates. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says the Fed is known for making decisions based on data.
The gold standard for that kind of monetary policy decision making. And Donald Trump is just burning that to the ground.
Hassett was asked if he is interested in Powell's job.
Yes, of course.
Powell's term as chair ends in 4 months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says he wants Iran to negotiate with the U.S. after his threat to strike the country over its crackdown on protesters. Activists say the death toll on the demonstrations has risen to nearly 600. Trump and his team are considering responses, including cyber attacks and direct strikes. Trump has announced that countries doing business with Iran will face 25% tariffs from the U.S. Georgia correction officials say fighting at a state prison left 3 inmates dead and injured a corrections officer and 13 inmates over the weekend. The Georgia Department of Corrections says in a statement that the guards at Washington State Prison had the violence under control within 90 minutes after it began Sunday. This is AP News. A former Trump advisor is joining Meta's management team.
Facebook owner Meta has named Dina Powell McCormick as president and vice chairman of the tech giant. She's a former Trump administration advisor and longtime finance executive. Monday's announcement prompted praise from President Trump, who called it a great choice by CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Powell McCormick previously served on Meta's board of directors. In her new management role, Meta says she'll help guide its overall strategy, including multi-billion dollar investments. She brings experience in global finance and government roles, including leadership positions at Goldman Sachs and service in the Bush administration. Her appointment comes as Meta seeks to strengthen ties with Trump, who was once banned from Facebook. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.